Pinagpalang araw po para sa ating lahat. Wow, praise God po at welcome po ulit sa ating Snack Break Time Cheers. Muli po ako nagpapasalamat sa Security Bank na lagi nating kasama sa pag-aaral na ito. At ngayon po tayo po ay magpapatuloy sa ating pong serye on Win 2021. At sabi po natin, we are more than conquerors and we have to overcome darkness with light. So we have to shine. Ngayon naman po, tayo po ay tutungo sa pangalawa nating usapin. This time, ang ating pag-uusapan is overcoming weakness with God's grace. Now, bakit po yan importante? Batid naman po nating lahat na hindi ho tayo laging malakas, hindi ho tayo laging excited, hindi tayo lagi parang positive ang ating pananaw, hindi ho tayo laging ganun. Minsan hindi maging ating mga pangatawan, hindi tayo laging malakas. In fact, maari tayong vulnerable din sa maraming bagay, maging sa karamdaman. Hindi tayo laging feeling natin na parang wala tayong problema. Minsan nga, noon, kapag inuubo ka, parang kaya natin yan, matatawid natin yan. Ngayon, pag umubo ka na, kinakabahan ka na, baka mamaya may COVID ka pa, di ba? Kaya alam niyo po ba na maging si Pablo, who is considered to be a very strong apostle, amazingly, ito rin sinabi niya, he's not always also strong. Sabi niya ganoon, noong siya rin po nagkaroon ng problema, sa 2 Corinthians chapter 12, sabi niya, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, for this reason to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. So, at that time, mapapansin po ninyo na siya din po ay meron siyang problema. There was something torments him. We don't know exactly what torments him. It may be a sickness, it may be a persecution from people, it may be something that will really keep him to his toes. Ito po sabi niya, concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. Can you imagine? He was praying to God. Sabi niya, Lord, tanggalin mo na to. Please, tanggalin mo na to. So, hindi natin alam exactly, as I've said, maaring sa katawan, maaring outside, but something that really limits him, something that weakens him. But look at what he said. And he has said to me, in other words, when he was praying, God said this to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Now, what have you noticed? Yung grace ni God, yun ang nagbigay ng kapangyarihan sa kanya, from out despite his weakness. Kaya most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, or hindi lang basta weakness, but sabi niya weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Parang sinasabi niya, with all of these weaknesses, ito yung kahinaan ng katawan, kahinaan ng kaisipan, kahinaan ng damdamin, ito maganda. Yung grace ng Diyos, yung biyaya ng Diyos, yun ang nagbigay sa kanya ng kapangyarihan na lalong nakikita na mayroong Diyos living in him. Now, alam po ninyo, in times of weakness in terms of emotion, na lagi tayong bothered, worried, meron tayong mga bagay na inaalala, mentally, perhaps, ating perception, minsan hindi natin makita what is positive. We always see the negative o yung mga masasamang bagay na nangyayari. Or physically, that we are not always up and about. Parang minsan, gusto lang nating humiga. Gusto lang natin parang, kung pwede lang, wag na lang gumalaw. Di ba? Those are weaknesses. So what should we do in times of these weaknesses? Spiritual, you're not always desiring to pray. You are not always desiring to read the Bible. At yung mga panahon na yon, what should we do? Kaya nga itong napakipuntante. We need to overcome our weakness through God's grace. So, ano ibig sabihin yan? When we talk about God's grace, it is the unmerited favor of God. Ito po yung favor ng Diyos, biyaya ng Diyos, gift ng Diyos, dahil hindi ho tayo karapat-dapat. Kaya ho, I would use the word grace for this discussion. So, what does it mean? Tingnan ho natin ng mabuti ang pinasasabi ho ng Panginoong Diyos. Halimbawa, si Paul, he has so many painful experiences. Dami niyang pinagdaanan na experiences. Sinabi niya to like this. Sabi niya, 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Naintindihan niyo po ba yung latigo ng 39 na beses? Now, tinan niyo po ha. Sabi niya, 3 times I was beaten with rods. Kanina, 5 times. Ito, 3 times. Rod naman. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've spent in the deep. In other words, talagang lulutang-lutang lang siya sa tubig. And so, I've been on a frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from any countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers from false brethren. I've been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern of all the churches. Sabi niya, who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains, again, look at the words, to my weakness. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. So kanina narinig natin yung tormenting in the flesh or thorning the flesh. Ito naman nakita nyo, how painful yung kanyang mga experiences. Hindi ho biro yun. But again, what is his secret? If you will look at 1 Corinthians 15 in his letter, ito sabi niya, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them. Yet not I, but by the grace of God with me. So anong sikreto? The grace of God. So let's use the word grace, no? To expound all the more about the meaning or how it is applied, how we can overcome yung pong ating weakness with God's grace. As I've said, all of us are experiencing weaknesses in so many areas of our lives. Pero how can we overcome that? If we are emotionally weak, mentally weak, physically weak, spiritually weak, anong dapat nating alalahanin? So first, G, God's goodness. Remember God's goodness. Whenever we are weak, always remember that God is so good. And you know, with the greatness of God, you know, this is how He expresses goodness towards us. Tingnan niyo po ang sabi ho ng psalmist when he was also down. Sabi ng psalmist, sabi niya, when I consider your heavens and the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. Look at this. Whenever you look at the surroundings, the heavenly bodies, for example, always remember that God created those things. And grabe yun, sobrang antindi ng mga gawa ng Diyos. And yet, look at what He said. Yung vastness ng universe, sobrang, it is mind-boggling. And yet, this psalmist said this, but what is man that you take thought of him? So sa madaling salita, kung titingnan mo yung ginawa ng Diyos, ba't ka niya papapansinin? But the mere fact that God noticed us, that He was even willing to die on the cross for us, then sino tayo para bigyan ng ganun ng pansin at bigyan ng halaga? That is how good God is. And sabi niya, and the Son of Man that you care for Him. Yun lang meron tayong araw. Yung meron tayong buwan sa gabi. Yun lang malamig na panahon. At yun lang meron tayong what we call this, yung ating mga hangin na hinihinga. Those are goodness of God na minsan hindi na natin napapansin. Hindi nyo pansin ang lamig ng panahon natin ngayon? Hindi nyo ba napansin pag sobrang lamig, tigla tayo kinikilabutan? You know why? Bakit tayo kinikilabutan? It's our defense mechanism to produce heat para balance po ng konti yung ginaw natin. Di ba nakaka-amaze yun? Yun ay design ng Diyos. So every time we look at God's creation, then remember how good God is, that He would take notice of us. Sa liit natin, para pansinin pa ng Diyos, parang hindi natin maisip. But that's the goodness of God. So remember how good God is. Ito pang sabi niya, kaya sabi sa Psalm 34, with the same psalm, sabi niya, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is a man who take refuge of Him. Kaya lang naman natin, minsan di maranasan talaga yung goodness ng Diyos. We're not really tasting it. Alam niyo, para matikman mo yun, halimbawa, you have to stop and really have a moment of tasting the food. And talagang namnamin pa. Minsan, sa magkama na din natin, kakain na lang tayo, hindi natin tinitikman na yung pagkain. Kaya hindi natin makita yung goodness nito. Kaya sabi niya, taste and see. The same thing with God. If you're always in a hurry doing your work, always in a hurry for so many issues in your life, hindi mo naman namnam ang Diyos. Kaya sabi niya, taste and see that the Lord is good. Paano mo titikman? Subukin mo. Di ba? Yung taste, subukin mo. Nang masabi mo at sabihin mo mismo, pag sumunod ka sa paraan ng Diyos at makita mo, napakabuti talaga ng Diyos. Kaya sabi niya, how blessed is the man, o sobrang saya ng tao who takes refuge in Him. Kaya, fear the Lord, His saints. Sabi niya, fear the Lord. For those who fear Him, there is no want. Wala silang hahanapin pa. There is satisfaction in their hearts. Ito napaganda. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Wow! You see, ito isang bagay na dapat niyong huwag niyong kakalimutan. Kapag may hiningi ka sa Diyos na hindi mo natanggap, marahil hindi yan good sa'yo. Because you will not lack anything that is good for you. Yun ang pangako ng Diyos. Pangako yun ng Diyos na may lumalakad sa kanyang kalooban. Pangako ng Diyos, pangasumusunod sa kanyang kautusan. Pangako ng Diyos sa mga nagmamahal sa kanya. At pangako ng Diyos sa mga may takot sa kanya. Yung ibig sabihin na may takot, may galang sa kanya. So if we respect God, it is for sure that you will experience good things. But yung kakala natin yung hindi niya binigay, parang ang labo KJ ni God. No. Kung hindi niya binigay yan sa atin, it is not good for us. If you've been seeking for a spouse for a long time, at ngayon wala pa rin dumarating, then it's perhaps it's not really good for you. Akala mo lang good for you. But in reality, only God knows what is really best for us. Kaya, kung nagtitiwala tayo that God knows what is best for us, for sure, we should always remember that since God is good, He will not give us anything that's not good for us. Okay? So remember His goodness. Ang pangalawang bagay that we should remember is this. That goodness, hindi dahil sa deserving natin yan. That goodness is something that He gives to us, not because we deserve it, but because we are willing to receive it. Now, what I'm saying is this. Para mapasayo yan, kailangan mong tanggapin yan. Kaya nga, ulitin ko ha, ito yung grace. Sabi ng Romans 11, sabi ni Paul, taga Rome. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. So in other words, God's relationship with us, God's goodness for us is not because of our merits, but simply because of His goodness. Nung when God took notice of us to give us parents to take care of us, wala naman tayong nagawa pa noon as babies. Diba? Ganun din. When we were growing up, as now that we're grown up, marami tayong natanggap sa buhay na marahil hindi lang natin na-notice, yun ay goodness ng Diyos, not because we deserve it. Now, ito pong amazing. For example, working in a company where you are right now, for example, nasa security bank ka, that's the grace of God. Not everyone who applied in your company were accepted. Most of them, hindi natanggap. Only few were accepted. But to the few, at kayo nandiyan, think of it as a grace of God. Bakit? Kasi pwede naman niya ibigay yan sa ibang tao eh. Bakit ikaw pa? Ayan. Maybe to some of you, maring, eh ba't ako pa kasi? Sana sundan lang ako sa ibang kumpanya. Now, you are not experiencing the joy of the strength of God because of His grace kasi you're dwelling in your weakness. Kung alam mo lang, sa maraming tao ganyan din, they cannot enjoy yung meron sila kasi nga they're not thinking of the goodness of God. They are not willing to receive it. Kaya ito po ang amazing sa Diyos. The grace of God must be received, no? Para ma-enjoy mo ito, para ma-experience mo to, kailangan mo itong tanggapin. Kaya sabi ng Bible, for by grace, you have been saved through faith. No? By grace, you've been saved through faith. It is not the result of your work. It is a gift of God. So that no one would boast. Now, ibig sabihin niya, if it is a gift, then that gift should be received. Kahit bigyan kita ng regalo, kung hindi mo tatanggapin, that gift can never be yours. So, napaka-importante, when you receive it, minsan, itong amazing sa Diyos, you can even ask for it also. Kaya nga sabi ng James, you do not have because you do not ask. Kaya, you have to take it by faith. You have to believe that when God gives it to you, talagang iyo to, tanggapin mo to. Kunyari, pag sinabi ng Lord, I want to save you. I died on the cross for you. I save you, not because of your works, but because of what I did on the cross. I died for you. You have to receive it. You have to accept it. Na sabi mo, Lord, yes, I accept that you died for me and accept the forgiveness of sin. Yun ang grace ng Diyos. Ganun din, whenever you are weak mentally, emotionally, Lord, I need your strength. I need your grace. So, you receive it by faith. You receive it. Lord, you are so good. I know that these things that I have is from you and this is something good for me. Even if you don't feel like it is really good, but you know that God knows better, receive it. Receive it with joy. Tanggapin mo to. Yes, this is really, itong work na to, this is not a curse, this is a gift from God, then I hope to receive it by faith. Kaya, yun ang grace ng Diyos. The goodness of God, you have to receive it. Ang pangatlo na dapat nyo maintindihan is about, A, you have to admit your weaknesses. Admit that you cannot have it by your own strength. Kailangan mong aminin na hindi mo kaya. Minsan kasi, kaya hindi natin ma-experience yung goodness ng Diyos. Kasi we are always trying to prove na, hindi, kaya naman ako nito, nagpakasipag ako, nagtyaga ako, this is the fruit of all of my labors. No, you have to admit that you don't have enough. Na parang you don't have enough resources, and your standard is always below, so much far below, as in from God's standard. Kaya nga ho, sabi ng Bible, all have sinned and come short of God's glory. Ganun din, pag nanghihina na tayo, aminin natin talagang nanghihina tayo. To some people, hindi natin inaamin eh. For example, pag wala tayong gana, hindi natin inaamin. Hindi, okay lang, wala lang, okay lang to. Mamaya, okay na ako. Hindi. Ngayon pa lang, aminin mo na, hindi talaga okay. Talagang tulungan niyo ako. Lord, tulungan niyo ako. Hindi talaga ako okay. Ngunyari, masama loob mo. Lord, masama talaga loob ko. Hindi ko kaya magpatawad. Tulungan niyo ako. I need your grace. I need your strength. Kaya, Lord, takot talaga ako. Lord, natatakot ako. Baka mahawa ako ng COVID. Lord, natatakot ako. May ubo ako. Aminin mo. Because you'll never understand the grace of God until you admit it. And on the third, yung letter C is contend with it. Ano ibig sabihin? Ipaglaban mo yan. Hindi mo pa pwedeng tanggapin lang, kundi ipaglaban mo. Bakit ka mo? Tingnan niya sabi ng Bible. Ha? Oftentimes, when we think of the grace of God, we think of it as, wow, I received the salvation of the Lord. I received the goodness of God. I'm okay. Wala na akong dapat gagawin. Hindi. Alam niyo ba yung grace na yan? Pinaglalaban din yan. Tingnan niya sabi ng Bible. Itong amazing. In Titus chapter 2, when Paul wrote this to Titus, ito sabi niya, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing what? Salvation to all men. Yung kaligtasan na yun, bigay ng Diyos yun. Hindi mo kayang kunin yun, hindi mo kayang bilin yun, hindi mo kayang bayaran yun. Pero tingnan nyo natapos doon, hindi natapos doon yung grace ng Diyos. Instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. So in other words, itong grace ng Diyos did not only give us the free salvation, He's also giving us the power to live a life pleasing to God. Kaya ganun din, if we are emotionally down, we are mentally down, physically down, and spiritually down, we cannot do the will of God, then remember, you have to fight it out because of the grace of God, because that same grace that saved us is the same grace that will help us overcome our weaknesses. Kaya itayo mo yan. Kaya tingnan ninyo, ang ganda ng pagkakasabi ng Diyos. Sabi niya sa atin, when we receive this grace, along with that grace of salvation, He also gave us the grace to serve one another by gifting us, by giving us a special gift to apply. Kaya sabi ko sa Romans chapter 12, for through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than he ought to think. Look at the word. But to think as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Look what he said, since we have gifts that differ, no, according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. Ituloy niya yan. Everything must be done by faith, because of the grace of God. So sa madalit salita, kung ito ay regalo, tinatamad ako, but this is the gift given to me by God, then God Himself will also give me the energy, the power, and the excitement and passion to apply this gift. But you have to fight it out. You have to overcome what you are feeling with the grace of God, and talagang lagpasan mo yung pakiramdam mo. Yan ang ibig sabihin. Kaya naman, ang ganda sabi ng Lord, for kaya kahit si Paul, when he was writing the Christians in Rome, sinasabi niya ito, I have written boldly to you on some point so as to remind you again. Look at the words. Because of the grace that was given me from God. So lahat ng kanyang relationship sa kanyang pakikipag-ugnayan, talagang he fight it out with the grace of God. Kaya sabi niya, sa Romans na naman, sabi niya, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Paano? The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Now, isang paalala ng Diyos, He will destroy your enemy one day. So don't get discouraged. Contend with God's grace. So ulitin natin ha, God's goodness, receive it, admit your own weaknesses, and contend with it. Fight with the grace of God. And finally, itong gusto ko iwan sa ating lahat, you have to enjoy it. As in, enjoy the grace of God. What does it mean? Alam niyo po, there was a story in the Bible. Kung naalala niyo po yung the prodigal son. Itong maman to, grabe itong maman to. Kasi yung mama, mayroon siyang dalawang anak. Yung kanyang bunsong anak, di ba, napakasutil. Bakit ko nasabi? Biruin niyo naman, sabi ng bunsong anak, I want my share of the estate, of your estate now, before you die. So sabi din niya, parang sinasabi niya tatay niya, alam mo dad, pag namatay ka, papamanahan mo naman kami. Pero dad, ang tagal mong mamatay. Kaya hindi na ako makapag-intay. Nakamansin niyo, parang ang kapal ng apog nitong batang to. Pero alam niyo, ang amazing sa tatay na yon, binigay niya talaga yung share niya. Binigay niya yung share niya. Then few days later, this young boy or this young man or the younger son, he packed all his stuffs, he packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. Iniwan niya talaga yung tatay niya. There he wasted all his money in wild living. Ano ibig sabihin ng wild living? Talagang nagpakawalang niya. Wala ng control. Yung bang, wala na, kasi pag wild ka, wala kang control eh. You'll do anything. Wala, yung, di ba, unlike the domesticated, you were tamed. Ito, wala na talaga. Talaga, in loose living. And most people are like that. They're living in a loose life. Walang ka-control-control. Now, about the time his money ran out, ito malungkot. A great famine swept over the land and he began to starve. Kung kailan wala na siyang pera, doon pa nagkaroon ng tagutom. Di nagutom talaga siya. Hanggang sa wala siyang choice kundi mag-work at nag-work siya, mga laga ng mga baboy. At ang pinakamasakit na parte, because he was so hungry, he was even eating maging yung mga pagkain ng baboy. No, he was supposed to feed pigs. Sa halip, he was eating yung pong pagkain ng baboy. Kawawa, sobrang bagsak. So, wala na siyang maisip na paraan kundi magsisi. Bumalik siya sa tatay niya. At ito pong pinaka-amazing na parte. He was already preparing a speech for his father para sabihin niya sa what he would be saying to the father. Pero alam niyo po, while he was about to, wala pang speech, nakita siya ng tatay niya, tumakbo yung tatay, niyakap siya, hinalikan, wala pang pagsisisi, wala pang speech. That's the grace of God. Wala pa siyang napapatunayan kung nagsisi na siya o hindi. But he gave the grace. At ito ang pinaka-amazing part. Pinakuha yung balabal, pinakuha yung sandalya, pinakuha yung singseng, as if he was giving him the full right of being a son. At ang sabi niya, sige maghanda ka, magkatay ka ng baka, at magdiwang tayo. God wants us to enjoy His goodness. Alam niyo malungkot ng katotohanan, yung panganay na masunurin, nung nalaman niya nagdiriwang, naggalit pa siya. So pwede siya nga yung dapat yung kuya na naghanap sa kapatid eh. Pero hindi, naggalit pa siya. Alam niyo ginawa niya? Ayaw niyang sumama do sa pagdiriwang. He was not willing to enjoy the grace of God, the goodness of God being shown to the brother. Kaya he was not willing to enjoy the party. Kaya ito lang challenge. We need to enjoy it. Paano natin gagawin talaga yan? Namnamin natin yung goodness ng Diyos. Tanggapin natin ito. As in, aminin natin ang ating kahinaan. At ang pinakamatinding bahagi, hindi lang ating aaminin yung ating kahinaan. Ilaban natin to. Katulad ng mamang yun, he had to fight with his pride and be humble enough to admit na hindi niya kaya, pumunta siya sa tatay niya, by the grace of God because he knew his father was very good. He knew that his father is gracious. Bakit ko nalaman yan? Kasi sa kwento, sabi niya, mabuti pa yung mga nagtatrabaho sa tatay ko may kinakain. And babalik na lang ako sa tatay ko to be considered as one of the hired men. He knew the goodness of God. Kaya naman, when he came back, he enjoyed that goodness by celebrating along with the dad. Hindi sinabi, I don't deserve it. Now, we don't deserve anything from God, but we need to enjoy it. Allow me to end it with this story. Now, to enjoy the grace of God, God's goodness, we have to receive it. We need to admit our own weaknesses. We need to contend with it, and we need to enjoy it. Paano natin to enjoy? Di ba? Paano natin to ma-experience lahat? Kasi once we enjoy it, we are willing to extend it to somebody else. To experience overcoming weakness with God's grace. Now, listen to this. May papakita ko sa inyo. There was a concert violinist. Ito po, alam natin, ang strength ng mga violinist ay yung kanilang violin din. No? Yung maayos na violin. At there was an Israeli-American violinist. Ang pangalan niya po ay Itzhak Perlman. Yan. Siya po ay isang, hindi lang siya kapareho ng mga ibang mga kilalang violinist. Si Perlman po, alam na alam niya yung weakness. Sobrang alam niya bakit. Kasi mayroong afflicted siya with polio. At dahil afflicted siya with polio, bata pa lang, he was with braces on both legs and walks with the help of crutches. Hindi siya makalakad, walang crutches, talagang naka-brace pa. So kaya yung umakyat lang siya sa stage, at maupo to be part of the concert, eh hindi hong madaling bagay. It's full of weakness. Now one evening in 1995, while performing with an orchestra in New York City, habang tumutugtog, one of the strings on his violin broke and hung limp off the side of the instrument. Talagang pak, patak, talagang pigtal, lalawit-lawit. And that snap was too loud na talagang narinig po ng mga audience. Talagang, oh! And the conductor heard about it. The rest of the orchestra heard the snap. Kaya talagang sabi, oops, patay. They were expecting him to stop, to wait for the replacement violin. Kaya sabi niya, but surprisingly, hindi niya ginawa yun. Ang ginawa niya, sumaya niya siyang tuloy. Now, with the few strings left, talagang he had to make some adjustments kung saan niya kukunin yung mga chords na yon. And he did it with flying colors. Amazing. So everyone gave him a standing ovation. Now, bakit ho niya nalagpasan yon? He was too familiar with his violin that kahit pa naputol yung isa, alam niya kung saan niya ipiplace yung kanyang mga kamay. Ganun din tayo. We will overcome our weakness with God's grace if we are so familiar with God's goodness, we're so familiar with our own weaknesses, we're so familiar on how to use the grace of God in fighting out our weaknesses, wow, we will surely enjoy it. Kaya ang tanong, are you that familiar with the grace of God? So paano natin gagawin yun? Learn to pray, learn to wait upon the Lord, for He will renew our strength. Learn to read His words, for from His promises, we will be able to enjoy and apply the grace of God. And as we read the Bible, it mirrors our weaknesses and accept our weaknesses so that we would be able to overcome these same weaknesses with the grace of God. So ano ulit ang grace ng Diyos? It is God's goodness. Receive God's goodness, admit our own weaknesses, contend with God's goodness, and enjoy God's goodness. So yun po, that's how we can overcome our weaknesses with God's grace. Kung nga si Perlman, kaya niya pong i-overcome yung kanyang struggle, yung kanyang challenge, yung kanyang weakness at that time na nawala isang string ng kanyang violin because of his familiarity with the violin. How much more with us? With the familiarity with the God who created the heavens and the earth, created the universe in its vastness. Now, how can you not overcome your own weakness if God's grace is enough for you and for me. Let's overcome our weaknesses with God's grace. God bless us all. Hi! Kung nakakatulong po sa inyo ang ating mga pag-uusap tuwing snack break time, cheers! At kung ito po ay nagiging pagpapala, nagiging kalakasan sa inyo, inaanyayahan ko po kayo to subscribe to our channel. At ito po ay available po, makita nyo sa ating link. Huwag po ninyong kalimutan na mag-subscribe at i-click nyo yung notification para ho mapaalalahanan kayo tuwing tayo po ay nagkikita. Kaya po, sabihan po natin ang mga kaibigan natin nang sa ganun sila rin po ay magkaroon po ng pagkakataong marinig ang ating mga pinag-uusapan at baka makatulong po sa kanila. Maraming salamat po sa inyo at pagpalain tayong lahat ng Panginoong Diyos na buhay. Amen.